My people.
What's good?
What is good? You're back with Dari and Demi on Dari and Demi's podcast.
Episode 2. Live and direct.
Yeah, so I am Demi and...
I am Dari and you're back with us. We want to start off this episode saying thank you for everyone who listened to the first episode.
Thank you so much.
The feedback was... amazing.
Amazing. Now, you guys are actually the constructive criticism.
Exactly.
We received. Honestly, we're so grateful. We did not expect to have that many listeners. We were shooting for 5 people. You guys blew expectations.
Clearly.
The support was mad. Honestly, we really, really appreciate you. And please continue to share, rate us, and subscribe to us and follow us where you can.
Yeah.
And rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts.
Thank you. So let's get to it.
Yeah.
Welcome back if you're listening for the second time.
Yeah.
And welcome to our podcast if you're here for the first time. Yeah. Today we're talking about happiness. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
We're all happy. I hope we're all happy. We all want to be happy. So we're just going to talk about the different things that come with happiness or achieving happiness or just what makes us happy in general.
In general.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So just small disclaimer out there. You don't have to be on the same page. And that's honestly very fine.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we have a couple of cute questions we're just going to answer so we can give our perspective out there.
Exactly.
And the first question, Dari, answering first.
Okay.
What are the things in your life currently that make you happy?
Okay. What makes me happy? My friends and family. First things first. Okay, no, not first things first. First things first is God. I'm religious. So if you're not, that's fine. God makes me happy. My friends and family. The place I'm at mentally and physically. Physically can be better. This quarantine has been hard. We've been eating a lot.
That we have stomach now.
That's not what it's about. But yeah, that's where I'm at. That's what has me happy right now. What about you?
Well, God first, obviously. Candy. For people that know me, I like candy. Candy makes me happy. And honestly, the progress I've made in my self-development, as well as my family and friends, make me happy, yeah.
So what do you think defines happy?
I don't know, you said just through the question, you didn't know segue, nothing. Okay, I guess what makes me happy is, I guess, being at peace in myself, being at peace with where I'm at.
Yeah.
I feel spiritually, mentally, and physically.
Yeah.
So like it's too broad to actually define. But I guess happiness to me is a state of not total well-being, but like satisfaction with your well-being.
Mm.
Like satisfaction with where you are at.
And who you are.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, for me it's more of happiness is like just like you said, it's more of a thing with you and where you're at and just your state of mind, what you're doing to improve yourself. You're accepting where you are right now, but at the same time, you're doing your best to improve what is not perfect about you. It's never going to be perfect, to be honest.
Exactly.
But then, at whatever point it is, the process, everything that comes with improving yourself, that is a state of happiness.
Exactly. And I feel like it's actually personal. Like, it's related to, like, your state of mind, because you might not necessarily have everything going well for you, because I know sometimes we're like, overwhelmed with like schoolwork and a lot of things, and like I have a lot of goals to meet up, but I just find myself being happy because I'm able to find joy in those little things in everyday. Like that will happen to you every single day, but like maybe you woke up that morning and she prayed, for instance, and you're happy with, you know, because praying and like just reflecting about where you're at just makes you happy. Even though you know there's so much and there's so many hurdles that are going to come in the near future, you think about those things that you've been satisfied. Like, you woke up that morning, you're happy to be alive. You have food on your table, you're happy to be alive. Because these things, some people don't have them.
Yeah, and sometimes we even tend to forget some of these things.
Exactly. You tend to forget. You know, these little blessings that contribute to your happiness. The fact that we're even able to go to school, even though we don't like school.
Very controversial.
Like, even though you don't like school, but the fact we're able to go to school, you know, could contribute to your happiness. I know sometimes I wake up in the morning and I remember that day, I'm going to have this bomb meal because my housemate is going to cook. That already uplifts my spirit and I'm not going to be happy for the rest of that day. And I'm looking forward to something.
That's good. Oh, I wish somebody was cooking for me.
You know, as per personal chef.
Exactly. But we're getting there.
We are actually getting there. So where does happiness tie in with your success currently, Damilare?
Well, one thing I would say is success doesn't equal happiness. Happiness equals success at different stages you are in your life. Now, I don't want to just sound like I'm saying nonsense. So let me break it down for you. Personally, for me, if I'm happy at that point in time, I would say I'm successful at wherever I'm at, to be honest. But at the same time, there are these things that I want to achieve. So I'm a student. I'm in Canada. I'm not just here for laughs and giggles. There's still something I want to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
So I also feel like achieving those things, getting that job, getting to that certain level is also going to attribute to that happiness that I'm looking for. So when I get that happiness, or rather, I'm already happy, and mm-hmm. then it just
uplifts. That just adds to
exactly,
it.
Just adds to it, and it also just adds to the success. Mm-hmm. But assuming all I was chasing was money, or if I just wanted nice clothes, well, different people like different things. We get that. But if you're just chasing a certain thing, you're going to be chasing it for a long time.
Exactly.
And yeah, if you're chasing that success and you think that success will bring you happiness, it's probably not going to do that.
Yeah. I think you're reminding me of Soul. If you haven't watched Soul, Soul is a Disney Pixar movie about a man in search of happiness.
But it's not an ad.
It's not an ad. Just saying. Yeah. And I think it would actually depend on your definition of happiness and yeah. success.
What?
Because people think success comes with like the things and the way people see you. Well, meanwhile, for some people, success is self-actualization, being happy where you're at.
Yeah.
That's why I see so many of these people that like they're not sticking to the norms. I'm trying to think of a name, nothing's coming up yet.
Mm.
But remember, those people that they're not living the life you'd expect. Like for instance, take like single women in their like late 30s to 40s. Like I go on Instagram, I see some people and they're living their life properly.
Yeah.
They are living like they're not distracted by a lot of things. They might not necessarily be successful according to some other people's standards. Right. But to them, they are happy because they're able to do the things they want to do with no impediments, with no things preventing them from doing what they want to do. So I think it differs from people. For me, it's like success is self-actualization where like you're just happy and you're getting to do the things you love. You're getting to live life the way you want to live it.
Exactly.
Not by anybody else's standards.
By your standards.
Yeah. Okay.
So where do you think now that, you know, of course, we're university students. We've definitely accumulated a lot over the years. How do you think that has changed from your definition of success? Let's say, assuming 3-4 years ago.
3-4 years ago is short, though.
okay. Let's say 5-6 years ago.
5-6 years ago. Let me actually think.
Or just before you got to Canada.
Just
before you got
to Canada. Because, like, I think it comes with age, right? Why not that old, though? Let me just put that.
Yeah, we're still very young. We're still figuring it out.
Exactly. We're young people in our
20s.
In our 20s. I'm not even in my 20s yet like that. Well, we're in our 20s. Let's just establish that. And I think when I was younger, like, success and happiness is defined by the amount of things you have. I remember, like, Sunday mornings when we're going to church and my mom is always like, she's always like, you never find an outfit to wear. I'm like, you don't buy me clothes. I don't have many clothes to wear. And like, she'd be like, so I used to think like, okay, and I'll not wear one. I'll wear the clothes. I just pick something in my wardrobe. And my mom will complain that I've worn this before. And I'm like, you don't buy me stuff. I'm angry. I want something better. I want to look better. And I'll think, okay, I'll only be happy or I'll only be satisfied with the clothes I have when I have more clothes.
Word.
Or like, you'd be like, I want to be the coolest. I want my friends, I want everyone to like me. I want to be very popular.
Yeah.
Those are the things that your happiness would be, you know, because we were young at that point.
Yeah, of course.
And peer pressure, a lot of things would influence our effect. And then would think that, oh, because only when we get those material things and the approval of others, that's when we can be happy. But now, that's different. I don't know. I'm working. We're both working. I don't buy the most expensive things. I don't necessarily gather, like, you know, if I can attach value to something material, I try to not attach the value of that thing to my worth.
Yeah.
If you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I don't try to define myself based on what I have or what I'm accumulating. I try to be my own self, find happiness in things I love to do, the things I can produce, the way I can influence others around me, because if I can put a smile on my friend's face, I can please someone, if I can, you know, just be with people I love, yeah, and also be happy with where I'm at spiritually, just having that central peace of mind,
yeah,
then I know I can be happy.
Yeah.
So, in contrast, back then when I was younger, I was dumb. I was just, I guess it was just the time, and I wasn't, I didn't realize.
Oh, no, definitely.
And who knows, like, in a couple of years, my, you know, my definition of happiness could change.
Could also change, yeah.
So what about you?
Who, me? Oh, a couple years ago, it was all about looking nice. You feel me? Everybody, you're a guy, you want to look nice, you want to stand out.
Wear purple sneakers and yellow socks.
No, let's not do that. It was all about looking nice. Have you just like you, we didn't know much, we were kids. So, looking nice, having the nicest things. We never really thought of happiness as an internal thing. But I never really thought of it as an internal thing. I was just like, okay, once I get this thing, I'm gonna be happy and I'm gonna keep it moving. Mm-hmm. But it never, that happiness, it never, like, you, I buy a new pair of shoes, I wear it once or twice, the happiness dies down. Okay, where's the next, where are the next pair of shoes, you feel me? Or the next game or something like that. So yeah, I feel like it all just comes with coming of age and more experiences, going through ups and downs, and you slowly realize it's something you have to find within yourself, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and I just, tying back to that thing where you think like happiness is external, right? It has to be something that has to, something has to happen externally from you, rather than you thinking about where you're at and like it's coming from satisfaction within yourself. I remember like experiencing, you know, trying to look for the approval of others. Like I still try, and I still find myself doing it sometimes.
Yeah.
Where I have to mentally catch myself like,
yeah, so it's not perfect.
Exactly. Are you actually doing these things so that people can, you know, be happy to, like, people can say, oh yeah, she did that, or are you doing that because you just want something for yourself, you want to be happy with where you're at, not for the approval of others,
more or less. So what do you think of people that generally believe like material things actually make them happy? Like, don't get me wrong, I'm not disputing that. Mm-hmm. Oh, if, of course, everybody wants to look nice, you want to, you know, having nice things makes you happy. I don't know. So, where do you think people, because I feel like there are people out there, I think material things do bring happiness.
True, with the risk of sounding like I'm judgy, in case you don't know, like, I'm a very judgy person. I try not to be, I'm trying to work on it. But you soon find out that I've still not gotten far.
You get used to it.
So, like, I guess, I won't lie, we all are in some way or have been in some way materialistic, where we, you know, we think the more things we get. Like, I watch a lot of shows. I remember this lady on Divorce Court. I love Divorce Court. And she was like, if she wants to get something, it has to be the best. Like, what's the point of buying a car if it's not the best?
Not the best car.
What's the point of buying a purse if the purse, if when people see the purse, they're not like, hey, that purse is good. Don't get me wrong, it's not bad to have good things and things that are of good value. But also, like, think deeply, like, what is making you want to get those things of quote unquote a lot of value?
Yeah.
What is your drive? What's the driving motivation behind you acquiring those things? Is it just because you need them, or you want them, or you have the money and want to spend them, or are you doing it because a lot of times we're influenced culturally and we don't realize it?
Yeah.
So people set up this like expectation of you to get certain things, like, and we're honestly so flooded with social media these days, where we see people with the best bags,
and you want to just, exactly, for some reason, keep up.
Bad people be spending their last money, be owing thousands and thousands on their credit card just to look good for the gram. Just
that chain was expensive.
Exactly. I'll be hearing of, like, at the risk of sounding judgy, I'm still going to say it. If it's you,
tell them.
If it's you, catch
them.
Yourself.
Tell them.
Catch yourself means, you know,
yeah,
take your L. I'll be seeing, like, people buying exorbitant stuff. Like, why do you need, like, if you earn up to 1,000, or if you then just above 1,000, why would you spend 700 on a pair of shoes?
Trying to look nice.
My guys are trying to look nice. Why would you buy, like, $1,000 shoes? You literally can't afford it. I'm not financially literate, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But there are some things that just, I don't know. don't make sense.
Yeah.
They actually don't make sense.
And if those pair of shoes are going to bring you happiness, always remember sustainability before, be able to sustain yourself. Like,
exactly.
You know, how do I put this?
Have money.
Have money.
Have exactly. money. Have that's, money. That's it.
Have money.
Exactly.
You can't buy it somewhere. If you can't buy it twice, don't buy it.
Don't buy it at
don't
all.
Buy it at all. Exactly.
You know, will be you will buy, I saw this nice white coat for $1,000+. You can't even wear that coat everywhere you want to because you'll be scared that something is stained because you know you really spent, you've broken your back to buy that particular jacket.
Exactly.
And honestly, it is material. So the thing is, it's going to fade.
At some point in time, it's exactly. going to go in.
And if it does not spoil, you might never find use for it again in the future. So what's the point of...
So basically, material things equals temporary happiness. That's what we...
Exactly.
What
temporary happiness. Temporary happiness. Your happiness comes from yourself and from God. Period.
Let's go.
that depends on you. Like we said, you could have a different opinion.
Exactly.
And also, some people be like, oh, like their happiness is not from those things, it's from how those things make them feel.
Elaborate.
Elaborate. I mean, in the sense that, oh, I want to live a certain lifestyle, and for me to live that certain lifestyle, I need to buy these things.
What?
And for me to, you know, you are acquiring stuff to live a certain lifestyle because you want to be satisfied with where you're at. But the thing is, things will fade, things happen.
Things spoil.
Exactly, things spoil. So I feel one thing that can't change though, like things can go away from, one thing that can't go away from is your mind and your peace, like, and where you feel at peace at. Those things are internal, those things are, they are for you, they were with you since you were born, they can't be taken away from you.
Exactly.
Like, I've forgotten the word, there's one song, you can't take my, oh, I don't know it, but like, they're just things, it's your mind, it's your frame of mind, it's you, you are beautiful, you're perfect the way you are. And till you're satisfied with that, nothing outside of you can fill in for that. So those insecurities that you think you need to fill with those things that are outside of you can only be settled by yourself.
And, you know, working on it. It's honestly an uphill battle for a lot of us. Because happiness doesn't, it's not a light switch. You don't just turn it on and off. Yeah, some things will stagger you. Things will deter you. But, you know, if you keep on improving, I don't sound like I'm preaching here. But if you keep your head up and, you know, you keep at it, you will find that happiness. Because have I found total happiness? Probably not. I'm 20 something. I'm still figuring a lot of stuff out. I'm still very stupid. So we're still out here putting two and two together. I also feel like something that isn't talked about enough is how much you finding your happiness affects the people around you and how much that means to people around you. Because if you're generally just not happy with yourself, if the people that really and truly care about you, if they see that, there's actually not, they can help, but it's not that much they can do, because at the end of the day, it still comes down to you looking within and, you know, knowing what those issues are. They can help us, but they won't solve the problem.
Yeah.
Exactly.
True. Like, quick segue. I just want to, add to that in the sense that you said, you know, people pick off your energy. It's your energy is transferable. The vibe you emit, exactly.
Mm.
It's transferable. And people find themselves in unhappy or toxic relationships. No stop to anybody. I'm not an expert on relationships, but this is a theory or a hypothesis. Either one. So people find themselves in these things that don't reward themselves. They find themselves in these relationships that don't add to themselves, or they cannot just be happy with where they're at. Because I remember seeing this episode of Divorce Courts. You guys go and check it out. I learned a lot from there.
Not an ad still.
Yeah, it's really about, she was I think the judge said, you can't expect your partner to be telling you, oh, you're beautiful, and expecting them to uplift you if you're not happy where you're at. A lot of times when people have that, they have that fear of their partner cheating on them, or they have that fear of their friends leaving them.
Because
you know some people, if you make a new friend, if we're both friends, and you now make a new friend, I now start getting insecure, and I will not like that third party because I feel like a person taking over. That's still based on your insecurity and you not being happy with yourself. Because if you're content and you're happy with yourself and how you are, those things will not fall back on you.
Exactly.
And so also, if you become choky, or you're, I don't know what's the word I'll use, if you're like suffocating, that's exactly. The word. Exactly. If you suffocate people around you, they tend to leave you and then move
away. Yeah, they will move away.
Because you're not happy with yourself. So in that way, I think it transfers to other people. Sorry for being complex. I don't think straight.
But y'all get the gist.
Y'all get the gist. Yeah, so I think that those are all our questions for this episode. If you've gotten this far, thank you so much.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah. IG coming real soon. You would know. For now, check us on our individual
Instagram.
So
it's down in the description.
Exactly, down in the description. And thank you guys for the love. If you guys have any feedback or you want us to have anything in the podcast,
come at me.
You know, slide in our DMs, exactly. We're gonna respond.
But yeah, thank you for joining us for another episode. Yeah, it was a fun one.
Complex but fun. And we hope to, you know, see you guys on next the time. Next episode.
And we hope you find happiness.
Yeah, safe, peace.
Dim Lade.
What?
Very happy recording this episode.
Yes, I was waiting for